Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies assisted officers from the Campaign Against Marijuana Planning, CAMP, in a marijuana eradication effort in the Blocksburg and Dobbins Creek areas of the county on Monday. The search led to the destruction of more than 4,700 plants ranging in height from 4 to 6 feet tall. No arrests were made at the locations, and the investigation is ongoing into who managed the gardens. On Tuesday, CAMP was back out in the field with deputies, and they located and eradicated more than 3,300 plants in the Lax Creek drainage area west of Hoopa. Further investigation found illegal logging had been conducted and that an illegal water diversion from a nearby creek was being used for the grow. No arrests were made at the site, and the investigation will now involve Fish and Wildlife as well as CAL FIRE. Sheriff's deputies, mental health specialists, and a crisis negotiator were called to a residence on Heron Road in Eureka on Tuesday after the family of a man with known mental health issues began acting violently. The initial response came after a call was made by the man's father, who said his 29-year-old son had gotten into a physical altercation with a 19-year-old neighbor. Family members met law enforcement outside of the home and reported they feared for their safety and for the safety of their son. The man had barricaded himself inside the home, and there were knives in the house but no firearms. The sheriff's office was aware of the man's mental health background, and two mental health negotiators from the Eureka Police Department were called in. They failed to make contact with the 29-year-old man, and law enforcement left the scene only to be called back on Tuesday night. This time, deputies entered the residence and contacted the man who had barricaded himself in a back bedroom. He was taken into custody without incident and transported to the hospital for an evaluation. Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed two bills that would have impacted horse racing at county fairs, and Assemblyman Wes Chesbro is disappointed. Chesbro and San Rafael Assemblyman Mark Levine authored the bills, one that would have added a legislative presence to the State Fair Racing Board, and a second that would have required the racing board to conduct economic impact studies before race dates were changed at county fairs. The governor vetoed both, and Chesbro said in a statement that it's truly unfortunate because both bills would have resulted in a win-win for local communities impacted by the horse racing industry. The driver of a Toyota 4Runner that was involved in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 on Monday afternoon has been identified as 18-year-old Hoopa resident Millie Blake. Blake was behind the wheel of the truck when she lost control, crossed into the median, and through a Caltrans construction site. The vehicle then rolled through the northbound lanes and came to rest on its roof on the shoulder of the highway. Blake was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. She suffered fatal injuries. The victim in a second single-vehicle collision on Monday afternoon has been identified as well. 24-year-old Ryan Smith of Rio Dell was the passenger in a pickup truck driven by a 22-year-old Mad River man. The driver of the truck lost control of the vehicle on Van Dusen Road, and it rolled several times before rolling down a steep embankment and coming to a stop. The force of the collision ejected Smith from the truck, and he suffered fatal injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jill Duffy can talk trash. That makes sense for the executive director of the Humboldt Waste Management Authority, who visited Talk Shop on Monday to talk about trash. The Waste Authority is currently in the process of capping the Cummings Road landfill, which was closed down in 1999. Duffy explained.
You know, the landfill had reached capacity, and when the authority acquired the property, it was with the intent that the authority would handle the closure and post-closure monitoring associated with the facility.
The Waste Authority is in the midst of a $7.5 million project at the landfill that includes environmental issues and maintaining the site.
But there is an ongoing obligation to both maintaining, because we continue to produce methane. There is leachate, so we do have the leachate, which is pulled out of the landfill. It's put into a tanker truck and hauled down to the City of Eureka Wastewater Treatment Facility for final treatment.
On June 1st, the authority began a new contract with a Willits firm to haul trash out of Humboldt.
they transported all the way down to Potrero Hills. Potrero Hills was able to come in at a bid of $19 a ton for us to dispose of at the gate. And a lot of people might ask then, well, then why do you charge me so much when I'm coming across your scales? It's because of the costs associated with hauling this material out of county. It is very, very expensive.
The authority is also in the process of a massive cleanup of ash left at the site following 60 years of burning trash to dispose of it. And that's the news on this rainy Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.